We've recently seen cognitive health and abilities used as a political tool, even an attack. The reality is it's a topic that many don't know much about, even though it's an inevitable part of everyone's life. The way our cognitive aging develops and advances, it's pretty much determined by whether you stay ahead of it or react to it. Joining us to explore the elements of this part of our health is neurologist and trustee with the McKnight Brain Research Foundation, Dr. Motav Thimbasetti. How are you today, doctor?
Doing well. Thanks a lot for having me.
McKnightBrain.org. We have the link over to the homepage as well. It is a website you'll want to make use of. They have a lot of very easy to absorb valuable information about the topic of cognitive aging, which is a interesting part of our health, doctor, because just as an example, a husband and wife could be listening to us right now, and depending on their lifestyles, their cognitive aging could take two very different paths, couldn't they?
It's a very good point. It also highlights what I think is an important message of the campaign that the McKnight Brain Research Foundation has initiated today, which is called the BrainWorks campaign, emphasizing lifestyle changes and lifestyle behaviors that we can put in place to try and ensure optimal brain health as we grow older.
And this idea is really backed by research, because study after study have shown, I'm talking about studies that have lasted more than a few years, that changes in lifestyle, they have a positive impact on the process, the pace of cognitive aging.
That's correct. And much of the evidence comes from studies that have shown a clear link between lowering your risk for heart disease and promoting brain health. So we think that a healthy heart goes together with a healthy brain. So speaking to your physician or speaking to your healthcare professional about your blood pressure, getting advice on whether it needs to be treated and kept under control as you grow older is an important factor in determining heart health as well as preserving brain function. Another example is to stop smoking and thereby lower your risk for heart disease as well as increase the chances of optimal brain function as you grow older. Other examples include maintaining a healthy body weight, staying physically active, staying socially engaged, getting regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, getting a good night's sleep, limiting alcohol consumption. These are all examples of lifestyle behaviors or modifications to a lifestyle that we can make today that we think can preserve and promote brain health as we age.
Another idea that you're recommending, too, is be social. Have people around you in your life that you could be with that will be with you, because that interaction, that communication, every part of social activity keeps the brain sparking and is a good battle against cognitive aging.
Absolutely. There is a great concern that there's a burden of loneliness that especially affects older individuals. And I think that's a key factor, a risk factor that can adversely impact brain health. So being socially engaged, being socially active, we think might protect against decreases in brain function as we age.
How much of a role does sleep play in this? Because obviously we always think, again, our heart and our extremities, how we feel. We don't always feel what our brain is doing, though. So how do we pay more attention to the aspect of a part of our body we typically don't feel until after something has started to go wrong?
I don't think it's too soon. Or you're never too young to pay attention to brain health, whether it is asking children to wear helmets when they're riding their bikes out or wearing helmets when playing contact sports to preserve your brain and protect it from head injury that has long-lasting implications for brain health over a period of time. So I don't think there's a stage where it's too soon to start thinking about brain health. The concerns about memory, concerns about declines in memory typically are observed after midlife. And so that is a good opportunity for us to bring up these conversations with our healthcare providers as and when we get to see them, even during a routine wellness visit, or if you get to see them for other concerns. It's always a good idea to initiate a conversation about your brain health, but how you can preserve it, and what behaviors you can implement today to try and preserve optimal brain function as you grow older.
So, Dr. Motav Thimbasetti, who is a neurologist, trustee with the McKnight Brain Research Foundation, McKnightBrain.org, their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I've often remarked that when we feel something wrong with our bodies, we always go to WebMD or one of the online medical resources. And just human nature being what it is, more often than not, we think, oh, my God, I got cancer, when it's really far from that. Is the same true with people when they start aging, that they'll maybe forget something, pay a bill, lose track of time, maybe not find things around the house, and then you think, oh, my God, I got Alzheimer's?
The changes that you've described are exactly what we think comes under the umbrella of cognitive aging or normal brain aging, occasionally forgetting a word, occasionally having difficulty recalling a name or misplacing an object. These are all benign changes that we think occur as part of normal aging, and in and of themselves, they're not a cause for concern. They do not represent a disease. It's when these changes become much more frequent, when they start becoming noticeable by your friends and family, when they start affecting your independence and your ability to function on a day-to-day basis, that might be cause for concern. That might be cause for a separate conversation with your physician to see if there are additional tests that might need to be done to try and get to the bottom of it. But by and large, the more mild changes that we've talked about are all part of normal cognitive aging or normal brain aging that we all experience as we grow older.
Doing research for this segment, I came across, it's the McCants Brain Care Score, otherwise known as BCS. Is that a valuable tool that's recognized within the medical profession? And does it really, again, because the cognitive aging is so individualized, is that a very important tool in addressing the situation?
So when you get to speak with your healthcare provider, there are a variety of standardized tests of memory that can be administered and that you can take. It's really important that these tests are administered and perhaps repeated as needed, maybe a year later, maybe 2 years later, and to see if things have changed over that period of time. So it's not just important to get a standardized memory test when you see your physician, but also to ask them if there is a reason why these tests might need to be repeated over a period of time to see if things have in fact changed or stayed stable, and in some cases might have even improved. So it's important to maintain that conversation on an ongoing basis with your physician and make sure that these changes are monitored over a period of time.
And certainly always be honest with your physician as well as be honest with yourself. And when you go to the website for the McKnight Brain Research Foundation, McKnightBrain.org, again, there's a wealth of information about really the fun and easy ways that you can keep ahead and be, in a way, build a defense against the inevitable. There's a reason why it's called cognitive aging. Aging, there's no way out of it, like it or not. They haven't come up with those, the cryogenics that'll help you avoid that yet, have they? So things like managing your high blood pressure, eating healthy, be physically active with fun exercise. You don't have to be lifting a Buick inside of, you know, in your local gym. Physically active, keep your mind active, manage stress, another great example. All easy things to do that you should want to be doing anyway to live a long, healthy life in all aspects of your health, and certainly as far as your cognitive skills and abilities. Learn more about the McKnight Brain Research Foundation, McKnightBrain.org. Dr. Motav Thimpasetti, thank you for raising the awareness through the work that the foundation is doing and the project, the information you make available. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks a lot for having me.